Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. government's Human Resources Agency appears to be the victim of a second major cyber attack. China-linked hackers are believed to be responsible for both cyber intrusions, a claim China dismisses as irresponsible. The second attack on the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, allowed hackers to access highly sensitive background information submitted by intelligence and military personnel for security clearances for several agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency, anonymous U.S. officials said. Oman has accepted for resettlement six Yemeni men who were detainees at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. The men arrived in Oman Saturday. The U.S. Defense Department said it is grateful to the government of Oman for its humanitarian gesture and willingness to support ongoing U.S. efforts to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. The long-held Yemeni's release brings the population at the internationally condemned jail at the U.S. Naval Base in Cuba, where most prisoners have been held without being charged or tried, down to 116. Egypt opened its Rafah border crossing with Gaza in both directions Saturday for the first time in 3 months. The crossing is scheduled to be open for 3 days, allowing Palestinians to travel in and out of the Gaza Strip. The UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process said earlier this past week that he hopes security conditions will allow for this decision to be extended and that Rafah can be open on a regular basis. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has dealt a stunning blow to President Barack Obama's free trade agenda. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
President Obama raised the stakes for House votes on trade promotion authority, coming to the U.S. Capitol Friday morning to huddle behind closed doors with House Democrats and to ask them for their support. The previous evening, the president came out to socialize with lawmakers at their annual congressional baseball game. But the fun and games were over on the House floor Friday. Republican House Speaker John Boehner also pleaded with members to support the so-called Fast Track Authority.
When America leads, the world is safer for freedom and for free enterprise. And when we don't lead, we're allowing and frankly essentially inviting China to go right on setting the rules of the world economy.
Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
A team of World Health Organization experts say the outbreak of the deadly Middle East Respiratory Syndrome in South Korea is large and complex, and more cases should be expected. However, WHO and South Korean medical authorities told a news conference Saturday that the MERS virus is not yet spreading through the general population. The outbreak in South Korea has been occurring only in hospitals among patients visiting family members and medical staff treating them. Authorities in southern Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have killed at least 17 police officers in overnight assaults on several security outposts. The ambushes happened in the Musa Qala district of the volatile Helmand province. Clashes continued for several hours into Saturday, a top regional security official, Mohammed Ismail Hotak, told reporters. Local media says the Taliban also suffered at least 10 dead, and the insurgents took several police personnel with them. U.S. authorities have charged two men for plotting to help the Islamic State militant group kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. A U.S. Justice Department statement named the accused as David Wright, 25, of Everett, Massachusetts, and Nicholas Ravinsky, 24, of Warwick, Rhode Island. Ravinsky appeared in federal court in Boston Friday. Wright was arrested last week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been discharged from a Massachusetts hospital where he had been recovering from a leg injury he sustained in France. Kerry told reporters Friday that he will rejoin the Iran nuclear negotiations in person after the June 22nd Strategic and Economic Dialogue. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.